Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 30, the verses 1 to 9. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 1 to 9. These are the solemn words of Eger, son of Jecha. God is not with me. God is not with me, and I am helpless. I am more like an animal than a human being. I do not have the sense we human beings should have. I have never learned any wisdom, and I know nothing at all about God. Have any ever mastered heavenly knowledge? Have any ever caught the wind in their hands, or wrapped up water in a piece of cloth, or fixed the boundaries of the earth? Who are they, if you know? Who are their children? God keeps every promise he makes. He is like a shield for all who seek his protection. If you claim that he said something that he never said, he will reprimand you and show that you are a liar. I ask you, God, to let me have two things before I die. Keep me from lying, and let me be neither rich nor poor. So give me only as much food as I need. If I ever have more, I might say that I do not need you. But if I am poor, I might steal and bring disgrace on my God. My theme for reflection is the prayer of a gathered heart. The prayer of a gathered heart. Have you ever packed for a journey and agonized over how much to take? Too little, and you might miss the essentials. Too much, and you are burdened the whole way. Life, in many ways, is like packing for that journey, and Proverbs 31-9 gives us a glimpse into how a humble man named Eger wrestled with finding balance in the journey of faith. His words are raw, honest, and deeply relevant for us today. Eger begins his reflection with striking humility, confessing his weariness and lack of wisdom. Surely I am too stupid to be a man. I have not the understanding of a man. At first, this might make us uncomfortable. Isn't wisdom supposed to come with age? Yet Eger's words reflect the deep self-awareness that comes from walking with God. He realizes his limits, and in doing so, his heart becomes a fertile ground for divine wisdom. A.W. Tozer once said, and I quote, "The man who has God for his treasure has all things in one." Eger's humility is the starting point for treasuring God above all else. His questions in verse 4 remind us of the majesty and mystery of God. Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? These poetic images lead us to marvel at a creator who holds the universe together. It is as if Eger is looking out over the vastness of life and realizing that the only anchor in this mystery is the God who reveals himself through his word. He declares, "Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him." What is remarkable is how Eger's prayer focuses on two requests that capture his desire for balance. He prays, "Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me." His first plea is spiritual. "Keep me truthful, Lord." In a world saturated with deceit, from social media filters to workplace compromises How often do we ask God to protect our hearts from lies, especially the lies we tell ourselves? Ego knows that untruths, whether spoken or believed, distort our view of God and of ourselves. The second part of his prayer is beautiful and practical. Give me neither poverty nor riches. He fears that riches might lead him to forget God, while poverty might tempt him to dishonor God by stealing. What a refreshing and honest perspective in a culture that often idolizes wealth. Egor isn't requesting the bare minimum out of false humility. He is seeking enough to live faithfully without being consumed by excess or desperation. This echoes Jesus' teaching in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. I once heard a story of a farmer who lived simply but generously. He told a friend, "I keep what I need and I give the rest to others. If my barn is full, it is because God intends it to be emptied into someone else's." This man lived Egor's prayer, understanding that contentment and generosity go hand in hand when God is the center of your life. My dear friends, Egor's prayer challenges us to evaluate what truly sustains us. Are we pursuing riches that could dull our dependence on God? Are we trusting Him to provide what we need without hoarding or despairing? His prayer invites us to live with humility, contentment, and a hunger for God's wisdom. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are you trusting God to provide what you need, or are you striving for control through wealth, status, or possessions? Number two, how can you cultivate a heart that treasures truth and rejects the false promises of worldly success? Father, we thank you for the timeless wisdom of your word and for the example of Egor's humble prayer. Help us to seek truth, avoid the snares of greed, and trust in your provision. Teach us to live with contentment, finding our deepest joy in you. Shield us from falsehood and draw us closer to you so that our lives may glorify your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.